All right, so here's the plan.
Yeah, that's 40s, actually.
So basically,
maybe
you want to do...
Maybe in the 70s in Singapore.
Flight of Eight.
20s in Hawaii. Hawaii, man. Who knows?
Strike of Force.
It's crazy out there.
They do have same-sex marriages.
Increase your projectile weapons to 9, which
I
is...
I was there doing the whole same-sex marriage.
Yeah. Right now, from 7 to 9, which is... 9 is like the average for the party. Take out the neutral limitations of the localized. That will cost
like
33 hero points.
Main,
okay.
I actually
if Eric is making the rolls, so these are, so you make the plan.
Okay.
And if
schematic equals 2 hero points.
Oh yeah, cost 2 hero points to actually make the plan.
Okay.
And it's going to cost you 15 more. So right now you have a wealth of what?
That's Kevin's note.
Yeah, that's what you wrote.
Well,
7
parentheses
16
FC2.
So you want the 7?
Well, not randomly, but.
With your bank, you can add it up to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, getting buying all the parts would be really hard right now. You have to wait for a couple adventures for your wealth to go up. Once it's up to like 15, then it's only 11. All you need to roll is 11.
Okay.
Or you can ask someone else to pay for it.
$23 for the dictionary.
And then these are the rolls that Eric is going to need.
They rip people off.
Those are the rolls that what?
Eric's going to need. So these are the OVRVs.
I'm actually sure of this. Sure.
There's actually some of these are really hard.
Or higher wrong.
24?
Yeah.
You definitely have to put it on the SP chip.
But how the hell would he make a 24?
He'd have to roll up.
It's not required.
Okay.
A fair amount.
So how strong is Superman?
Which means,
25.
Like, an average roll up gives you 10 plus what he's got. So would he have to roll up twice on average?
I can go
to get the 24. To 24. What is it? You have 9.
Superman Sparkle. This is post-crisis. This doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, I took all the CS for
Really?
Pre-crisis,
he was in Earth 1.
Earth 2, right?
Earth 2. Earth 10 or something was how Superman was.
No.
Superman's
45.
Jesus.
45. What's that mean?
That means I'd have to roll a 45.
You'd have to roll a 45.
Yes.
So, and you start with a 9 and add 2 dice to it. So on average, 1 out of 1,000?
No, 45 on just 2d10 roll doubles.
Yeah.
So,
it would be really hard for Eric to do it.
Yeah. What's he rolling again?
24.
You can pump it up to 18. 27 points.
Right? That's true.
Yeah.
The way you said that.
You want to do it.
You can rip 24. The way you said it. Oh yeah.
Alright, so basically.
So
he has to roll a 47, you said?
45.
So what would his skill have to be to give it a chance in hell?
You need to 1 reroll, say? So you need like a.
1 reroll? What's that mean?
21, say?
Roll doubles twice.
Yeah.
So he'd need a 21 instead of a 9?
So let's say you need a 21 to do it.
45 points of the
dividend. So that means you need, like, you probably need a 16.
A 16, what's that mean? That means you need to roll a 16?
All your HP.
No, he'd have to
have a 19 skill.
Yeah, more than I do.
As close to the number without going over.
42 hero points into it.
Okay. So should take the mutation because there's no period in the life of this game where this will actually occur, right?
No. You can bump up your skills. Like I said, if you put 27 points and bump it to 18, so it's 18 versus 24, it's much easier.
Uh-huh.
Where's the table? I haven't seen the table. But it's much easier. You only need to go like a 21.
That's all.
So one big thing is...
Yeah. But I'm saying if your skills go up to 12, you can bump
it. Yeah, so you can really... Okay. So one thing is... one of the reasons it's... So you can get this down to 18... if you guys build a lab, a 12 AP lab,
Well, your lab was destroyed, right?
His
lab
was
my lab kit's getting destroyed, so we...
And the lab you guys actually have at headquarters is only 6 feet.
I'm building a new lab.
What's the name?
I'm a barn raven.
Well, it'll take like 12 wall points to build a 12 AP lab.
Okay. I would like to build a really big lab.
Big, but
well,
a lot of each.
Someone has to pay for it.
That's fine.
But that would lower these two rolls
by
like 4 points, which is you know,
20. What's the?
This will go down to 18. This will go down to 13.
I think it's time to start spending some of my bank points.
I want to build a water tower on my property.
How many bank points do you have?
19 bank points.
He's
going to save it up. Well, because I haven't done anything.
Yeah, what did I roll on earlier, by the way? Is that bank?
Mutation.
That was just your mutation.
Oh, that's...
Because I've been waiting to think of something to build.
Yeah, that means I can
do
fun things
in the weeks.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, anything in particular you want?
A tail. Ask for a tail. Big.
I don't know.
You can think of something amusing.
Big fluffy tail.
Or you can tell me what you want, and then I'll twist this.
how do I think
What?
I have to build a lab because it will be very useful for me anyway.
I don't know. Whatever. I actually
build
a lab.
Hook hand.
So, oh yeah, like half. Half hook, half piece of pan.
Yeah, like two face. Two face. Yeah, flip a coin to see which side you're on.
Exactly. So, where's it on the edge?
It just does random shit.
Okay. So
you can
pick a flower.
You
want to say,
fighting last week.
Really?
I need to be able to fly, walk for 70, and you want to be flight solid. Or I need a laser gun.
We're going to start fighting.
You can do anything you want at
7. Yeah.
Yes. We know the laws of character, and you can fight one-on-one.
Random stats and random powers.
What's the average human?
Two.
I
thought
it would
be at least
you. So I'm the leader.
You have a two?
Yeah.
Instead of one. You're like a kid. So, well, you're like a...
Some guy who has no power to damage.
Well, none too bright for a teenager.
Yeah, well. They're all that way.
About making me a movie out of in
terms of some hard numbers.
For the record, having read this comic, I should have a bigger gap. Yeah. I tried.
What comic?
Sluggy Freelance. Sluggy Freelance, he's in the group.
Sluggy Freelance has robots?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did Don know that?
You've never read it, then.
Well, I've had it read to me. People sit in front of the computer and say, this is brilliant.
You kind of have Sluggy Freelance isn't a comic that you can like think is funny from reading it once or twice.
Mm-mm.
Like Get Fuzzy?
I don't know, I've never read that.
I can read it to you if you
want. No, thank you.
Read the kill stuff yet?
Nope.
There's one of the Weevil episodes.
Oh, you mean the adventure? Oh yeah. Lots of combat.
Oh cool.
Ah shit.
I like my mutations to give me lots of combat skill.
No, at least I'm popular now.
There you go. Yeah, my saber becomes like a lightsaber.
Do I can lift the lightsaber?
You want like a lightsaber?
Sure. Anyway, if you're going to mutate me, there's an idea. Basically, I pull out my...
Mutate your saber?
Exactly.
Oh, so no one said you're a
lightsaber?
Yeah, you're a lightsaber.
The water freedom.
Okay, so lab is cracker cost 3.
I'm free in the water.
And then AP equals to
Hitler, Germany, and I'm a Jew.
So the lab, if you don't have a lab, any ability above your lab AP is
probably not. But go on.
So let's say you want to, okay, so let's say you have a lab of 10.
Okay.
So any, if you're building a gadget, anything above 10, if you want to consider a gadget, the rule to put it in is two column shifts of course.
They went to school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Or
make a good lab.
Right. No, so if you want to make a gadget that's better than your lab rating, it's really hard.
Okay. Well, I want to make a lab.
Right. I'm just telling you so that you have an idea of what kind of lab, how good of a lab you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you want a lab of like 30?
Yeah.
Dude, we should
announce
the
competition.
Oh, shit. Your lab. It doesn't need to. It doesn't need to. My lab.
No, but that I mean, you know, to a candidate, you got to be
specific. Shut down. But.
All right, so let's see.
Cosmetic surgery.
So, factor costs 3 table.
Okay.
Yeah. This isn't right, man. He hasn't started the,
Adventure proper?
No, the recorder.
I just started the recorder.
Huh?
I started it like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, really? Where is it?
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
It's flashing.
Oh, okay. It is. All right. What?
It's a stock that costs 3.
Game?
Mm-hmm. No. It was what big stuff.
I gave myself 2
points
in the game. 72
hero points to make a ball blend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the game. Not in this game, but in the game.
Basketball,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
wait,
that's happening in
basketball.
Hero points?
Yeah,
I jammed
myself.
Or
72
wealth.
It's better now. Hero points. Hero points.
12
of them.
Be a basketball?
And then the other thing is...
yeah.
Creating stuff.
To mutate or not to mutate.
I think I should move my...
So creating stuff higher than your scientist is... Well, actually, no. It only gives you a bonus, so...
From you?
Okay, so
now we're
all
cured. Yes.
Okay.
Well, if you roll well, you don't have to mutate. And can I improve a lot later?
You
will have a rebuild at scratch, like 11.
Yeah. So if you roll like
you
a
3. Would,
if you roll low,
the wealth would be
if you roll high, you
from scratch.
Yourself.
The hero point cost is the difference.
Life saber would probably be unlikely to happen.
Yes, and you might get it. It'd just be a figure that's like a flash. I'd like to make a 13 lab. Take a D&D wish.
I become bow-legged and talk like a cowboy.
And look like stuff like that.
You're going to 84 real points?
Sure. You comfortable, Murray?
So this is the lab you're going to put at headquarters?
Hey, most NPCs are friendly.
Yes. Pretty much nobody knows where the headquarters is.
Most
doesn't get trash as often.
Yeah, it's written on my sheet. It must be true.
So 13
mostly.
So that makes this roll 13.
The thing is, buying dice at the con isn't nearly as much fun now as that.
Yeah.
The dice are all guaranteed to be, like, you know, decent.
Wait, no, you can always go for the grab bag stuff.
No, the grab bag is no longer.
It's not crap anymore?
Yeah, it's not crap.
What?
Is there normal dice they just throw in a freaking bin?
It's not
right.
Possible.
Yes, that's. Well, let's see. So you have a 9.
Yeah, it sucks.
I see I have some
so 9 for
12,
you need 15.
Yes.
It's trivial, so you need a 5. For 13, you need 21.
Ooh!
19.
Keep that one.
Okay,
do that.
Should
I do that?
Yeah, we'll do
it. That's still pretty hard. But
still pretty hard.
But it's not insanely better. It's just kind of... rather unlikely.
Right.
And if I failed, he would spend his hero points anyway, or...
Oh,
he would
talking
spend...
about money?
Yeah. So if you fail...
So what's he need to roll now?
28 for that
28.
One.
You have a 9?
Yeah.
Which means you need to roll a 19? Or
no.
Not like that?
No, it's not like that.
You have to roll a 28.
Mm-hmm.
So on average, a roll-up adds 10. A roll is 10 and a roll-up adds 10.
Yeah, you have to roll
so
up twice.
You have
average.
To roll up twice, which would mean there's... And then the third one would have to be average.
So the 1 in 10 chance of rolling up, 1 in 100.
Yeah, 1 in 200.
You can raise your skill with hero points.
So that would be roughly 200. And how much does it cost per roll?
10 hero points for this particular
10
one.
10 hero points. So on average,
oh,
I would spend 2,000 hero points.
It's true.
To achieve that.
Unless you raise your skill.
And if you raise your skill with hero
mm-hmm.
points, then it's much, much easier.
I can't raise my skill. He'd have to raise his skill.
Yeah.
That's true. So it's up to him.
Mm-hmm. So you owe him hero points.
I think that probably equates to I should get a mutation because the rules for creating suits are not going to work.
It's for creating anything.
Okay. For creating anything.
Yeah, creating anything powerful.
Anything powerful, I guess, is the answer. And well, actually, it would actually be easier to create a new suit. Actually, maybe it's easier to create a new suit.
What's the skill on his neutralized in that example? 12?
12.
Wow. Anyway, what do I need to roll to get the lab in the first place?
It's just built. Because you're not actually... I mean, it's just... You just have to put money in your hero points.
Okay, so I just have to do a wealth check?
So a wealth check of 12.
So my wealth is 15 versus 12?
Yeah, you know. Okay, you make it.
Yeah, well, doubles, yeah.
So I use one bad point.
Yeah.
It's because he took all the money, he siphoned it out of your research funds into his personal bank account.
That's why I no longer work for the company. I no longer work for the military. You're on sabbatical, you didn't quit.
I didn't quit. I'm just,
building a new suit, these numbers are 2 conscious harder because you're actually changing an existing power. So it would be 12. Well, yeah, which is like normal. If you're actually building a new suit.
If I built a new suit for him.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier.
The numbers are easier because you're not modifying an existing suit, but it's much more expensive. So that's a trade off.
Okay.
You got plenty of money.
If I wanted to keep my suit that gets a mutation for myself, what would that cost me in zero points or whatever?
You just have to move your points around.
Yeah, basically move your points around.
Yeah, you don't have to, like,
so
move anything.
No, because it's more expensive, because in a suit it's kind of...
Right, you just have to move points from other places to bring your power.
Well, it depends. So you want to move your, say, you want to move your neutralize. Which is, there a factor cost for that?
FC4, it says.
Okay, so factor cost 4. That was with a, I think it would be normal, 5. 4 cost, that means you spent 48 points for it. So, move it yourself. So 48 is 9. So we'll go from 12 to 9 to make it, to absorb it into yourself. Because the cost won't go up.
Okay.
It's not a linear cost thing.
And I can add 54 points or whatever to it, right? Because I have 54 points.
Well, these points are more expensive. So character generation points, everything's cheaper.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any hero points.
I'm fine. Okay. Alright.
Yeah, give it.
One time.
They give me a bigger gun.
Why, no. It's already a pretty big gun. Against robots.
Huge gun. Huge.
I don't think I could defeat Mecha Easter Ball Fenix.
Daytime,
though. Sure, you
could. So I'll give you 26 hero points.
Didn't Earth's robot defeat Mecha Easter Bunny, or was it?
That
was done.
So, okay.
I'll make a
so
spice.
So I could lower my.
I'll make a spice
nine. Yeah. And
you don't make a spice nine.
Or keep it at 12.
No, I. But
and both of them are kind
of. In terms of, I'm not sure what we're talking about now.
The neutralize.
Oh, that's true. You can do that instead. So you want to keep you neutralized in your suit, right?
I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that I can get rid of that limitation.
Okay.
Because it looks like, at least from what I just understood, and I'm not entirely familiar with the rules, but it looks like there isn't a way to improve the suit.
whatever. Not a, I mean, it's hypothetically possible, but it's 1 in 200 kind of hypothetically possible.
Yeah. Well, it would be easier to scrap it and get a new suit, because it costs more anyway.
Yeah. But wealth you kind of build up every game, so. So that's something that's achievable. The other one's not, but it's cheaper.
It's got to be, build up your, intent and, gadgetry to Brainiac level.
Okay.
Brainiac.
So if you get rid of the limitation, that changes the factor cost of 5, so.
Sure.
96. So it would go down to 10. So you keep it on your suit, it's neutralized 10, no limitation.
Hey, Nav. I'm fine. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of you recently. I've been editing Mike's wedding video.
Okay.
So, speaking of, also editing it.
Let's see. Maybe I should just get another power
when it's birthday special. And
anybody have any idea for a good power that I should just end up with?
And but I don't have a phone.
A good power? I don't know what you want. You'd have to give up something though.
I thought I could just spend those points.
Well, if you change the neutralize to something else, yes.
If you change neutralize, how many points is that?
No,
you have a one of those.
Pass me my shoes. Would you have
fine?
I'm gonna take a walk.
Take a walk. Take one with you.
Well,
don't lose them.
It's true. You can take one with you. Keep
the guy.
Dave, would you like me to take Mary for a walk?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine with it. Just don't lose him.
Just don't lose him.
I'm not going to take him. That's giving me a specific okay.
Oh, come on. He's fine with it. It's not like he hates your guts like everybody else.
So, neutralize, right? So that's a 25 floor power. Let's see. Equivalent powers would be...
You're going to be surprised.
Just saying, snap. Force.
Really?
Surprise?
Force control.
Yeah, probably.
Actually,
That
neutralized power is really powerful. Yeah, actually, neutralized is pretty powerful.
I don't know
why you want.
Like 3 or 4.
If, without limitations, neutralized is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So.
Which is why I get rid of it. Well, which is why I pushed very hard for the
Alright, well, it doesn't seem like it'll work out to eliminate the limitation.
Okay, do the
or,
okay.
Yeah. So, so I guess we should just wait for this.
So that's what you said about
beeping. You can get regeneration. No, I don't get regeneration.
Because
the cannon was slamming you down. They change you to like, you know, I don't know, split or something. Oh, super speed. No, don't get super speed either. Cannon will slam you down.
Depends if I like it.
Oh, your character? No. Can't have your character.
Oh.
So, 54 points. Should I
just
start over from scratch? No, that's
fine right now. 54 hero points?
Yeah.
Save them. You might need them for the game.
What's wrong? I'm thinking about a hero
point. It'll be a big fight, so you might.
You can't.
Can you? If you need big fights, we use lots of hero points.
That's because you're nuts. For people who are okay with going unconscious during a fight,
or who don't have hero points to use, that's the other thing. If you don't have any hero points to use, you won't use them.
Well, so you're homeless. Good. You survived. Didn't take a grenade 15. You didn't take it.
So I'm returning the
I have to do that later. Some other time. So you're starting to work on your novel.
Finally.
When the adventure starts. So, you know, you've got a nice couple chapters here.
So we're doing side plots first?
No. This is just something that's going to happen during.
Oh, okay.
This is something that's going to
spill over into the main plot?
Yeah, into the main plot.
Damn
you. Doesn't it seem like we're yelling and making a bunch of racket when that door is open?
saving
your apartment complex, but I keep closing it. Somebody keeps opening it.
It's like a hot. You run out of one thing.
Okay.
No, we're okay. It's only 7:30.
Anyone's above you, right?
No, nobody's above me.
Because
just the size.
Well,
people in the corner usually have a party on Saturdays.
That's true.
At midnight.
So I met him again. This time post. That he got it knocked out my
okay, so are we having a weekly meeting as usual?
Are we having it over Buffalo Wings at the bar?
No, we have it at headquarters.
Why don't we have Buffalo Wings?
We can have a takeout.
All right,
or delivery,
really?
Or catering.
All right, so you're organizing it, right?
What?
So
no, she is.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Right? Yeah. Ghost Girl. Well, are you still Ghost Girl? You still Ghost Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Do you change your name?
Yeah, she's moving out to live with him.
Okay. You're organizing the meeting, right, usually?
Okay, wait. So let's see. You're definitely getting ready.
Okay.
I'm not too sure how you're going to explain this for your secret ID. So you might want to think about that and not deal with it right now? Or
you're getting too much sun there. Maybe you should
meanwhile, you walk into the office one day and you immediately sense something's wrong.
Okay.
With your awareness.
Not with your awareness, with your eyes.
Okay. So you have awareness?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
This is Shannon's office?
Yeah, Shannon's office. Whatever. Something detective agency or whatever they call it.
You see Shannon's head on hike.
But
right in the middle of the room.
That's not what's wrong.
Can I do a happy dance?
That's not the unusual part.
Yeah, that's normal.
So it looks like the... You know, there's like, it looks like the office is in the Grand Sack.
Despite all that, you know,
and, you do remember that, John was working on something last night?
Okay.
You know, because when you left, he was still working on this office. He was working on those, the Hawaiian artifacts he got a few adventures ago.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Right. Alright, I look around, see if anything,
behind
the
desk.
Well,
John's not there.
Okay.
Make a roll.
He's right on it.
Six? Okay. Quiet artifact, you got?
Okay.
No. It was six. I don't think you can get much more than that.
Close cop, as you have it.
And then it looks like, well, it looks like someone's looking for something.
Something that they didn't find?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
It could be that they found it and they kept going just for the hell of it.
Oh, okay.
You know how people are when they get to
yeah.
Run a second room.
Yeah,
it's just
true.
So fun.
Okay.
Be careful. Hey, I'm going to get to do that.
Oh, cool. Tell them what happened.
Nice.
I'm John Gilmore.
Artifacts are missing. Ask him. He took one home, but they didn't find or something.
Okay, so you try to call John. He doesn't answer.
Alright, well, I'll go over there.
He's not there. He's
dead.
See if he took one of the artifacts home.
Okay. Make another roll.
You see his head on the pipe. Wait, that's the second head. That's odd.
Oh, 13. You find no. You don't find any artifact. You do find like one of his notebooks.
Okay.
Which what did you do it
here?
Oh well, you can find it anyway. So yeah, finally was the notebook he was taking notes for about for about the artifact.
Okay.
He learned about three tests to get the grail.
Yeah,
penitent man.
I'm gonna think of riddles and that kind of stuff.
Chicago, yeah. What happened?
The penitent man. He don't pass.
Okay. So
Shannon's gone.
See what? You sure?
Kind of cool.
Could be the Necronomicon. You might go insane.
you know, reading his stuff.
Yeah.
At his permission.
You can ask for permission. Say no if you don't want me to read this.
Yeah.
Yes, please. He said it. Weekly meeting?
Catered meeting.
With well, the lecture. Obviously, he's just a catering, so yeah, okay.
We're,
where's that secondary?
We're building my lab.
That's what they say.
That's what we're doing.
That's true.
Yeah, because I had to build the lab. So what are we doing?
You watching the build? You helping them? You are strong, aren't you?
Yeah, but didn't you pay, like, construction workers to do that kind of stuff?
Not in Keep
but
Secret.
Yeah, but then it's
all secret.
Secret lab. Secret lab. Unless you buy it from the construction workers.
No, no. You make them build it, and then you kill them afterwards. That's the way you keep it secret.
That is true. That is the best way.
So we're helping you build... Wait, where is this?
Underneath the...
How is it going to be secret if it's underneath the military base?
It's not. Your headquarters is just a building.
Oh, so I mean
the headquarters
yeah.
base
okay.
of the...
Fine. We're building a secret base, a secret lab. Wait, I thought we were just leasing the place. How can we do construction underneath the place that we're just leasing?
Well, you're basically given like one of those 99-year leases.
Oh, okay.
By Stanislav Rich.
What?
So, no.
We've got the place, basically.
Stanislav's Bridge, who you saved, like, in the first episode.
Alright.
Yeah.
But you mean FB. Sure, I remember him.
Yeah. So you know, in return, you know, he gave us the quarters, basically.
Right.
So, okay, we're building a secret lab.
Somebody in Hong Kong saved me, too. Hong Kong's friend right here. Or Panama right now.
Downtown London.
Because, you know, this building in Hawaii kind of sucks.
Not bad.
It's something good.
Okay, for the kind of money I'm paying, can I get a secret tunnel from my normal workplace to my lab?
Pretty far.
Secret tunnel.
Get the cat digger.
Superman.
Every time they're freaking, like, putting in sewers or something, they're going to hit your 12-mile tunnel.
What the hell is this?
this is convenient, though. I have to dig a little while now.
Wire.
Okay.
So, King of Hill. Yeah. They dug a tunnel in the backyard, in the alley between houses. And he said, and I quote, I believe, this tunnel wouldn't even hold me on a full stomach. And I thought it was funny.
Huh? Okay.
And there was a
debate.
But the wouldn't hold me on a full stomach. I thought it was funny. So, you know, funny enough to go on this date.
Is it funny enough?
No.
This tunnel would hold me on a whole stomach.
On a whole full
stomach. Not a whole. Would that hold me on a whole stomach?
Hold me on a whole
stomach.
Oh, I see. It's really narrow.
No, what? Actually, it was weak. Because he's above the tunnel.
Oh, I see. See, I didn't get that image. So
it's still not
it could work, although it did not make sense.
Well, yeah. But I think it's esoteric enough to go into the document. And besides, I have a copy of it, and I can even...
That's true, you can add to it.
Just delete the crappy shit.
Okay, so you walk in.
We're all doing manual labor, I guess. Cater manual labor.
I'm shirtless.
I'm not. I've got a secret identity.
I'm not in superhero mode.
Are you not? You're a penny mode?
Are you shirtless, too?
Hey, we got a lot of sun there.
You are kind of red.
Yeah, I was thinking of the beach.
That reminds me of... Wait a minute. Hold on a second here.
You know, ghosts go out in the sun. The sun burns too.
Coincidence? Probably.
We'll know for a while.
Yeah, probably.
I walked out of
there.
What?
You took away that
fantasy
and gave me this fantasy.
Yeah. Anyway. So you have a real big problem with double-sided.
Oh, was this double-sided?
No, that was the single-sided.
Oh, nice.
Is Gilmore around?
Gilmore. We tried to call him.
I thought you might know where he is. Don't you work for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not in the office and he's not home and somebody broke in the office and stole his what?
We must investigate, I say.
I'm there. Let me get my lightsaber.
Not yet.
You feel it coming, but not quite.
Not yet. Somebody trashed his office?
Yeah. Yeah.
No surface crap.
Didn't they go through a lot of trouble for this lion architect?
Wait, what did they do again?
I have no idea.
He didn't know.
We knew, right? We found out from someone, didn't we?
No.
We didn't?
No, the one you rescued, yeah. But the ones you got in payment for investigating the whole thing?
So he didn't know what they do. He research on it?
He just knew they were magical, and that's why he took them.
So he was just doing research on it?
Yeah, find out what they did.
You know, I think I know what happened.
Okay.
I shouldn't speak right now.
Yeah, there was speculating in front of the GM. Things like that couldn't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I found his notebook.
Okay.
At his place, but...
Did it say anything?
Not yet.
What? Well, look. It's not his diary. It's his notebook. Come on.
Girls shouldn't be looking at his
And you're his secretary. He should know his stuff.
Probably just hit it after.
I think I should know his stuff.
Okay, you want to look through it?
Who looks through it?
I think the light does.
Safari wants permission to decrypt the item login.oracle.com.
Cancel. Or deny. Yeah, because you want your own.
God damn it. Give me that.
No.
Well, you can't look at it. Man property. Yeah, what do I care? Go look at it.
You gonna look at it?
All right, I'll look at it.
Might give us some clues. What does it say? What does it say?
Red as she looks at it.
So you read it?
Yep.
Okay. So basically, it's a lot of notes about the two artifacts. So one of the artifacts is he found out a little pearl, and it allows you to open things. So basically, it opens doors and stuff.
Okay.
Like that. Which opened the second artifact, which was it actually had a. Like a scroll inside. Well, not scroll. A folded piece of paper. So he opened that up and he said it was a map from ancient writing. Hebrew or whatever. And it tells...
Is it Hebrew?
Yeah.
Why? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really weird.
Okay. Did he translate it?
So he did have some notes about translating it. It's apparently is the map that gives the location of Aaron's rod.
Aaron's rod.
What's that?
It's an artifact of great power.
It's an artifact of great power.
Is it what it does or not?
Part of the Red Sea.
It's part of the Red Sea, huh? Wow, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Like water control.
30. So, and he's saying...
Yeah, wow. Cal sends number 3 USC in triple overtime.
Wow. Score?
Well, it's triple overtime, so maybe it's close.
Yeah,
by 3.
34-31. Cool.
You'll go to USC for the night.
It's a fair of a shocker.
Oh, my God.
Excellent.
Yeah, now you're here, Ford.
Alright, anything else? Like,
persecuted?
I suppose you just found out about it last night, too.
Yeah, where's the
map? It's obviously gone. Well, unless it's
he did traceable most of it. I mean, it's not very good. But he did have a He did copy most of it. I mean, so basically it gives a...
So it
looks
like
a city in Saudi Arabia. Or, yeah,
so
Arabian Peninsula.
Just like Dr. Jones's notebook, right? With
yeah.
a map to the...
That's right.
Dr. Jones. Hey,
really,
that's me.
Dr. Jones.
Okay, so...
Saudi Arabia.
Hmm.
I guess off we go.
So you guys done readjusting here, Fushi?
Yeah,
yeah, more or less.
We're starting. We're starting.
So...
That's a vicious lie.
So...
So, I guess, well, that's the only clue we have, then we go there, I guess. Unless you want to, see if we can find them.
Yep.
Someone
in
Bali.
Yoga discussion group?
Not so much. I'm a moderator in it. Well, it's a Hudson-like forum, and she does yoga.
Oh, really?
No. Mostly they talk about, you know.
I bet she looks good scratching.
Nah. Like, what's the next, like, class he's going to do and where it is.
So, so I hear you're stalking her less lately.
Like, not at all. Sure.
Okay.
Because it's just a lot of work.
Too much work. I'm sorry. So, kids just try stalking someone that happens to live next door.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
No challenge. You know, something that'll, you know, test your abilities. But not too much.
Yeah, not too much. Let's see. Where's
your master,
right?
Okay. So you can find any clues as to where he went?
No.
Probably he got kidnapped. Maybe he's just sloppy. Sloppy.
So I'll go look at the office again.
Who? So who's disappeared?
John Gilmore.
John Gilmore.
There weren't any signs of
psychic investigator.
At his
you'd think he'd know.
So where did he went?
Oh,
exactly.
He was in the
phone
call.
He would know afterwards.
I'll go
he'll only know afterwards, like, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes afterwards. I mean, kidnapped.
Yeah. Was I? Or was I?
Yeah. Well, after an hour, he's not so sure. Wait a minute. Was I actually kidnapped?
Not so fast.
So,
what if I just got
back to the office? So where are you
all
going?
Right.
Did you find anything else related to this? That he was dragged out of the office.
So you found a pearl which opened some other Hawaiian artifact?
That had a map.
That had a map.
That
leads to the location of Aaron's rod.
Okay. And did it say anything like, I'm going for it?
No. Did it say something like, you know, this will be, you know, a powerful tool for either good or evil.
Aren't you? Aren't you as admin when you told you to give me a plane
know,
trick
which
to Tyra?
Yeah.
You
did.
How would he get to Cairo? What airline does he fly?
Cairo.
You usually take a ship.
You charter a plane?
You usually take a ship nowadays. For that long.
You take a ship?
Uh-huh.
So we should check. We should check the places that he would have.
Yeah, airports and ports.
Right.
So go ahead and roll.
And then, like, since the ship goes 4 miles an hour, we can like, casually get over there ourselves.
As usual.
Yeah.
The more I increase my detective score, the lower I roll.
I thought you were a detective.
She's a detective, just secretary.
She's only the secretary.
Help her.
By the way, I'm kind of thirsty. It's my coffee. I'll tell you.
Huh?
Nothing. What's this about coffee? I got my coffee maker.
Yeah, so I
just
signed up him or where
no, I'm fine.
So you weren't able to locate him at the airport?
Oh.
Do we was there any sign of struggle?
No, just signs of
people having a... He normally comes home every night, right?
Yeah.
So we could just, like, kick around and see if he comes home tonight and tomorrow morning is not to worry.
Back at the scene of the crime.
Yeah. Sure, we can stay at his place for a bit.
That's true.
Oh, I wasn't really talking about hanging out at his place.
Why not?
What the hell? Why don't we just call him?
We need to see what's in the fridge. And
all right, fine. We'll go see what's in the fridge.
Frozen buffalo wings.
Mmm, good.
Are we fighting yet?
No.
Well, I don't know if buffalo wings have been invented yet.
That's true.
Probably not.
Chicken has been.
Buffalo's more like 80s.
They call them barbecue rings.
That could be. I don't know. Wings? Barbecuing wings.
Barbecue chicken.
Very popular.
Yeah,
I think basically the people in Buffalo were so cheap that they said, hey, let's do something with these wings that are left over.
Yeah.
Of course, certainly not now. Wings are made out of drumsticks, or the ends of drumsticks.
Ooh,
isn't right at all.
So what's a popular finger food in Hawaii back in the 30s?
Poi.
It's always poi.
I had enough of poi.
Always popular. Never goes out of style.
Oh, poi.
You got taro. Don't you like taro?
Shit that's on a skewer.
Shredded
pork. Shredded pork.
It's World War II, so I think Spam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
Pineapple. Pineapple cube.
On spam.
Oh, your agent does call you saying, no, actually.
Agent? Yeah, baby.
So you. So they have like a.
By doing like promos and stuff.
You know, they got a writer and then they want you to look in the manuscript for the first time. Book.
No, my autobiography.
All about Rad.
Oh, it's not even that either.
It's not even that. It's just, you know.
Like.
Random.
Everybody loves Rad?
Thoughts.
No, I think it was like a series of
short stories about my adventures.
Yeah, Rad Adventures for teens.
Yeah, like
for the preteen crowd.
Yeah,
like Hardy Boys mystery.
Kind of Hardy Boys.
Except now it's Rad.
One mighty man down
by the coast. It's like the Mr. T cartoon.
Rat flies 1,000 miles an hour and shoots them.
Come on, you had this.
Mr. T cartoon.
I've only seen one or two.
I've seen Mr. T, and he had the little dog.
The T-Dog, yeah.
there was also a television show called T&T, which I think lasted for 1 second or something.
I don't know.
He was like a private detective or something.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I haven't read the ads for it.
Okay, so yeah, I'll look it over.
How is it? Great.
I'll look it over. Anything of general?
So what happens to the transcripts of this? These transcribers are just
coded in MP3 format.
Put up on a website that nobody knows how to get to.
Unroll?
I don't know how. www.2.
It's very easy to get to, actually. Unroll?
Yeah.
I can't swing a dead camera on the internet without hitting it.
Looks fine. Oh.
See, that's weird and creepy. You guys can say
it doesn't seem to be,
Sure.
All that accurate.
You know, I can make a comment about how you've been chatting about my cast
stories.
And that would end up on the internet.
Anything of description.
I'm basing it on, like, Island City Hero cases and stuff. Except you're pretty much the only one in it.
Island City Hero doesn't spell ice.
Ick.
Itch.
So they do totally downplay everybody else's role.
Okay.
And you're pretty much the leader, and you got the girl.
Right,
and that kind of stuff.
Well, but he's always too noble to take the girl.
No.
But he gets the ghost girl.
Of course.
Every single story. Oh, wait.
Multiple times.
And everybody looks up to you and, leadership and that kind of stuff.
We do.
Huh.
That's just a story.
That's true. It's just a story. It's all fictional. Any...
Is there a disclaimer at the end? Get our permission?
No, that was fictional. Actually, no, it is. That lawsuit's happened.
It happened already?
Yeah. There was the lawsuit where they had to add all of that. No. It was a show about Rasputin. It was a movie about Rasputin. And, like, the niece of one of the...
Rasputin?
No, about... Rasputin and the family of one of like the Grand Duchess for trade, and it had going to orgies with him, sued them.
Really?
She won. So, ever since then.
Yeah, so you got either you're going to have to name that character the Lamb, or you're going to have to give me some scratch.
I could use some scratch myself.
I'll see. Maybe,
And that the lamp better not look too close to the light, if you know what I mean.
I don't want a piece of the pie. I just want to be able to get near the bakery.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's a quote from the guy that plays Robert on Everybody Loves Raymond.
I don't watch that crap.
But the series. Anyway. The series,
I said maybe you'll
because you want more money.
Base the stories not so much on, you know, real life.
Is this the brother?
Maybe they're both
the brother.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, I saw that show once.
You don't know about
it. Really funny part.
Said, you know, just
great. And they wrote him out
Soul of Adventures.
Soul Adventures. So much money. They mentioned my niece in the second.
Well, you need
legal
problems.
You need like they decided they'd make $250,000 per episode.
Oh, I think it makes fictional sense.
And like Ray makes like $2 million or something. So that's what he said. He doesn't want a piece of the pie. He wants to be able to walk out of these.
No, no, fictional character. I'll do a shot for $2 million.
We want to
exactly.
Offend anyone.
I could be tall and goofy for that.
It's for kids, right?
I don't care how much I have to sit in makeup every morning.
But I actually need the part about Ghost Girl.
Every episode.
And then he hugs the Spectres yet again.
It's actually cool. You can put me in it for free, but
Kink is
a little touchy.
No, I don't want to offend anyone. It's just me. If it's just me, it's okay.
I don't have any property rights.
And supervillains, they can sue also, right?
I would not do it. I'm above that.
Not in the 40s.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, there's no way anything
yeah.
can do Jack about this.
That's true. All right.
Wait for
so
the
yeah.
70s.
Oh, then we can trouble.
Okay.
But then we'll all be high on LSD, so it'll be
Killer.
Okay.
Tell me, Bright Light, what are you doing here?
Get the one and do that part. Okay.
Maybe I should run my own. Maybe I can contribute.
It's true. You can write some kind of like a little thought outline and they can flush it out.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'll
no, before
that.
It gets too late, Kev, is there anything I can do to clean up the place?
No, that's all right. I usually clean up after you guys.
No problem.
So not right after.
Anyway.
So
now what do you guys want to do?
So you check all the ports?
No, we weren't walking. We're not walking.
We're not walking, Kevin.
No sign of
definitely not walking. Me.
So we wait one day, nothing?
Oh, okay. So you waited a day to see if John came back.
We'll
okay.
Clean out his fridge. Nothing.
Let's see. Did he free himself? No. Always a possibility that I roll like 80.
Yeah.
Nope, he doesn't come back.
Well, I think you guys should go. I think
we get all the bags.
I think we're going to Cairo.
Oh, that is my hero dies. Oh, I didn't see it. My
we have a way that we can all
is
do
it Cairo? How do we know that he's in Cairo?
We're going to
yeah,
Cairo?
We take a ship.
Well,
or we take a plane. There are planes there. More
there are very few planes that
yeah,
would actually fly most of
the
way.
That's
true.
Crap.
You could, well, basically you're getting, you're taking a lot of, like, little independent operators.
Yeah.
So you're selling planes, a lot of stuff.
To Cairo?
Plus, yeah,
so you can take a ship, you can take a cruise ship, you can take a plane.
What
you
years?
Can,
yeah. Yeah, we can't exactly fly over Europe.
You could.
We don't have to fly over Europe.
Well, with your old teleport power, you could probably teleport there, which is why I called it.
Huh?
Well,
oh, can you teleport from Africa anyway?
Yeah.
We go to
the
airport. Oh, could you? And he's already back.
Can we take a rigid dirigible?
If you really want to, sure.
Seems a little slow, though.
Yeah, but
that'd
be cool.
Well, you know, think so?
So
yeah.
Where
should the dirigible go?
Well, should
they get up in the airstream and, like, they go faster than a boat. Yeah, boats are months.
Yeah, boats are slow.
So, but only if they're going the direction of the airstream.
Yeah.
Wait, how?
Which is basically, you know,
yeah,
right.
But,
yeah, so we're circumnavigating the globe, and so when we come back, we'll just go the other way.
We gotta, we get. we're in Hawaii and we're going to Cairo by Airstream.
Kind of
suck.
Well, and we can always it goes around North Africa.
We can send him out and push.
They were like, remember that
cool.
That Jack who was in the
easier. Yeah. Okay.
How do we know he's in Cairo?
We don't.
How do we know he's in internet locally?
We don't know.
Yeah, but it went like it went like fun.
Just take a vacation to Cairo.
So that's getting somewhat.
Well, it all depends where the jet is right then.
System.
I'll go down to the
No, because they knew where he was going. That's why you.
Well, you can naturally map out
around the world in 8 minutes.
I guess they shouldn't say constant, but you know you can track it. Changes day to day, and it'll sweep down. Yeah.
But he negotiated with the countries.
Okay, what the hell was this crap?
Well, they would negotiate. Well, previous guys would negotiate. They
just play the damn game.
Not the actual.
Just play the game.
One of the guys touched down.
What is it?
Because he could not negotiate.
Gertz,
the jet stream was going to bring him into a country.
Yeah, that's why.
Negotiate.
That's like
couldn't come up with a deal.
So printed out every curve to whatever conversion.
The book on top.
Okay. So
options: boat, plane,
book transportation for you guys. Like how? Figure out how you
want
to
go.
Well, how do you
want to
go?
And which one?
Plane,
ship, plane, dirigible.
Penny.
Dirigible.
Penny. Okay, good. Gotcha. Thanks, Penny.
And I'll stay here and make
wait.
Sure
this is still the hydrogen phase, right?
No.
Or is this nitrogen?
Hydrogen was German.
Helium.
Oh, helium.
Not nitrogen.
Helium.
Nitrogen heavier than
that? Yeah.
It's not going on! What's going on?
I'll go to the dockyards and ask around about ships that are headed off to the Mideast.
Alright. Make a roll.
Ask about ships that headed off to the Mideast.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the east or the near east?
Four!
There have been ships that headed off.
Wait, on Cairo?
There's usually there's lots of shipping.
Yeah, okay. Directly, yeah.
So we can shipping
through the core
every day.
We need something made of
passenger ships.
Something we can't quite
like
obtain.
Yeah.
Metal.
Like, then convert titanium. Then convert into electricity.
God.
Because it's entirely possible that whoever has taken the Hawaiian artifacts and whatever don't know that the pearl opens this other thing and don't even know about the map yet. So they might still be in Hawaii.
That's true. How are we going to locate them, though?
That's a big question. Too bad.
Well, only Donald
has to locate John Gilmore.
Yeah, if Shannon were here, he could do it, but wait. Oh, damn.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write a little GPS tracer for everybody.
Yeah, we totally hired John Gilmore
to fly on again.
Make sure John Gilmore knows we did.
That's 7.
Post-op?
Postcog at 7? I don't know. How good is that?
Like a couple minutes?
Is it?
8 minutes. Which is why Shannon really needs to hire
let's hire Shannon's crew.
He's behind us,
so
he can't go to Europe. That's what he needs.
Who can search for clues.
Batman. Wait, Batman. The
Batman's
world's
around.
Greatest detective. Is he around? No, he's around.
Not yet, really?
Well, the character is around, but officially not anymore.
Post Crisis.
Which character?
Batman.
Hmm.
I threw his fly. I take off.
You get fired. And then stop in the middle of the ocean.
Catch me the back with the DJ.
True. That was tough. You can push your powers and maybe you can make it to land if we have to stop.
Take
a tack lunch with me.
Track these fuckers.
We get tired.
We can take yourself out.
Tired?
How about we get some
guy you might. You flapping?
Cave. I haven't gotten tired yet.
Hard
back.
I
told him in the first place. And ask him.
Oh, I try to keep all of Shedden's character on my wrist
community. Start of the right. Keep on going until morning.
That's true. Isn't Neverland like
good
exit?
Everybody
you go in here and exit here, you come out like it.
Sort of.
Ask his mom.
You go to Neverland?
And then exit towards Cairo.
Tell his mom if you were on a 6-foot.
Let's try that. Let's do that.
Convince everybody else. All
right, we're going to Neverland. We're going to Cairo via Neverland.
What the hell is that?
It might be faster.
that means? Because
all I got to do to get to Neverland is head to the second star from the right and keep on going until morning. And then I leave Neverland head towards Cairo. We'll be there tomorrow afternoon.
Well, tomorrow, but
it'll be
like a month.
What?
But
well,
I'll get
there by morning,
right?
Going till morning.
The time frame for us might be tomorrow afternoon, but the time frame in the rest of the world would be a month from now.
What
time frame? Tomorrow afternoon.
You're saying you can get there tomorrow afternoon?
As far as you know.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Peter.
Telling me that you can get us there.
Yeah. Okay, tomorrow evening.
But you
later.
Also know that he's kind of
I'll also call El Gato and Ghost Girl and see who can meet you
at the time. All right.
I guess so. We can wave away.
El Gato and...
We can wave goodbye.
Ghost Girl and Gato.
Yeah.
I think we should at least... One person to protect.
I'll give this a call right now.
Yeah. Hey, he has to communicate. What are you calling right now?
What's that?
Who's there?
Well, I actually worked with John every day.
So I think we should leave at least one person here to guard Iron City, just in case.
But who?
We should. I wonder who we should leave.
I don't want to bring the big cat boss with us on the bus.
You get a cat near the desert, you know what's going on. They're burying shit.
Everywhere you walk, a pile of crap. I'm going to call him right now. Why'd you? Oh, well, she'll take care of it. I don't even pick her up. You're right.
You
said you'd do it, we'll let you.
Next time I call a ghost girl, she rings. I think it's a broken professor.
Yeah, I think that's broken. Oh, yeah.
She probably doesn't have it turned on from ghost
that's
girl.
True.
Really? But
hey,
I hear
it's, she's not
right
answering.
Over there.
No.
Wait, maybe she's skin now. She's not answering.
Let's triangulate. You go that way.
Well, she has it on all the time.
Yeah, actually, we should call everybody and make sure that...
they know where we are.
They know. We need all this. Okay, well, I'll go.